The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning at 7:03. Seriously, open a window right now. It is so nice outside. 71 degrees. It's going to warm up, though. You're going to want to close that window by mid-afternoon. We're going to get to 93 later today. Our top story this morning, man, this is scary. A lot of people talking about this. A frightening story out of Kaufman County.
It is frightening. Three kids, their mom and their nanny, all okay, but just barely.
They narrowly escaped after their car crashed into Lake Ray Hubbard yesterday.
The mom was teaching the nanny to drive when the car vaulted into the lake on the Travis Ranch side.
I didn't see anything, and they kept saying, the car. I didn't see a car. Didn't see any street marks or anything on the street.
But Patrick Johnson rushed over to the water's edge, and he saw a white Mercedes with a woman climbing out of the sunroof. She had her children, ages 4, 1, and 2, with her, along with the nanny, who apparently hit the gas instead of the brake. Fortunately, Kaufman County Constable deputies happened to be training nearby and rushed in to help everyone get out safely. Johnson gives them great credit for rescuing and comforting the children. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens in Austin. The second special session rolls on. The Texas Senate gives initial approval to a bill cracking down on abortion pills. The measure lets private citizens file lawsuits against anyone who mails abortion pills into Texas or helps someone obtain them. Backers, including sponsor Brian Hughes of Mineola, says it's about holding distributors accountable. Critics warn it mimics the so-called bounty hunter law, opening the door to costly lawsuits against doctors, friends, or family members who help. The bill still needs one more Senate vote before heading to the governor's desk.
Also in Austin, the Texas House passes a bill that would make it more difficult for lawmakers to leave the state to block legislation. Republican State Rep. Matt Shaheen of Collin County says if lawmakers leave Austin to prevent a quorum, they should not be allowed to raise money for their campaign.
By passing HB 18, the legislature ensures that members cannot financially benefit from quorum-breaking absences and helps to protect the integrity of our legislative process.
Texas Democrats staged that walkout this summer to prevent a vote on new congressional districts. The new maps eventually were approved when the Democrats returned to Austin. They were signed into law by the governor last week.
Texas lawmakers are looking to crack down on summer camps that are near rivers.
Tucked into newly passed legislation is a provision that would withhold state licensing if cabins are located in the 100-year floodplain. The author, State Senator Charles Perry, says they're not going to be issuing any waivers.
If you're a camp owner, don't come to the state seeking waivers. You're not going to get them.
Andy says there will not be state assistance for camps to comply. That does not sit well with the owners of 3 Hill Country retreats. They're pleading with the lieutenant governor for help. They say in a letter that making changes would cost millions and put them out of business. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
McKinney signs off on a nearly $1 billion budget as the city keeps growing. $942 million is the plan. It includes almost 60 new staff positions, expanded public safety, and millions for infrastructure and the airport. City leaders trimming the tax rate again, but higher property values mean more money is coming in. The city projects $43 billion in taxable value. That's nearly a 10% jump just from last year.
Irving police arrest a man wanted for murder in Maryland.
Police in Gaithersburg, Maryland say 35-year-old Maritza Furman Sorto was shot and killed over the weekend. They identified her partner, 39-year-old Luis Antonio Quintanilla, as their suspect and got a warrant for his arrest on a charge of first-degree murder. Irving police got a tip on Monday that Quintanilla was in their city. He was arrested and is being held at the Irving City Jail until he can be taken back to Maryland. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Greg Abbott and the city of Dallas have announced yet another major economic expansion in the city. The Bank of Nova Scotia, which operates under the name Scotia Bank, is expanding a regional headquarters in Dallas. The governor announced that the Texas Enterprise Fund forked over $10 million in grants, and the city of Dallas approved a $2.7 million economic development grant to make it happen. Scotiabank is expected to bring with it about 1,000 jobs and $60 million in capital investment.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
California Highway Patrol is expected to step in and protect former Vice President Harris after President Trump canceled her Secret Service protection. The ninth largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history, $1.3 billion, is on the line in tonight's Powerball drawing after no tickets with all six numbers were sold for the latest drawing. A nanny's driving lesson takes a dangerous turn at Lake Ray Hubbard when she mistakes the gas pedal for the brake, launching, well, what was a really nice Mercedes into the water. Three children now and two adults pulled out safely. Thankfully, nobody was injured.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News, right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
My buddy Ray just texted in. He says, yes, teach her how to read the clock, but don't buy her the Cartier watch. It's 7:24 News Radio, at News Radio 1080 KRLD, where the station and DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
You gotta be a math wizard to get the time on this station. You know, it's
100%.
53. It's 7 minutes before.
Yeah,
eight.
We do clock math all the time. 38
seconds until.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have to do that. See, I don't deal with numbers well. Yesterday, the market tanked, and the official reason was tariffs. And there is some concern about tariffs. You had to live in a hole to not think that these were going to be challenged, and that, in fact, it might well go to the Supreme Court. But the fact is there was some uncertainty about having to give back money that was tariffed and what's going to happen to the tariff money that we were counting on to pay budget deficits. But the fact is the market had just been way up over the last 4 months, and it was probably due for a little pullback, and that's exactly what we got. Today, well, today looks pretty decent. The S&P average looks up 30. The NASDAQ looks up 167. The Dow's kind of a head-scratcher. It's down 21, so it's not much, but I really can't find where the weakness is. I can tell you where the strength in the Dow is, though. Apple's up very sharply today, and that's because of Google. That was the big ruling that came out after the close yesterday. Department of Justice had wanted to break up Google. It's a monopoly. You know, make them sell off everything. Well, the fact is the judge ruled in the antitrust case and says they can keep their Chrome browser and they can keep their Android operating system and they can keep accepting money from Apple to make them the de facto default search engine. So Google is up $14 a share. That's 7%. That's lifting the NASDAQ. And Apple is in both the NASDAQ and the Dow, and it's up $8 a share. The mortgage applications out today, they dropped off. They were at 1.2%, despite the fact that interest rates eased back a little bit. Right now, crude's down $1.44, $64.15. That's a reversal, and then follows news that OPEC Plus is going to meet this weekend and maybe jack up production. Gold's up another $21.60 today, $36.13.80. That's the highest it's ever been in history. And the 10-year rate is unchanged at 4.27%. So right now we see a little bit of selling coming in the Dow, maybe 30 points, and a pretty good rally coming in the NASDAQ, maybe up 160. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 7:27 now on the KRLD Morning News.
President Trump renews his push to send federal help to Chicago, saying we're going in, but not revealing when that will happen. Chicago's 15th Ward, Alderman Raymond Lopez welcomes the idea.
Of course we need help. We need the actual presence of the National Guard to focus on the assets of the city so that our police can go into the communities and go after those individual gang members, drug dealers, and human traffickers that we know are here.
Yeah.
And use the full force of government to go after them. That is absolutely something we should be working towards.
This comes after Chicago saw a violent Labor Day weekend that ended with 58 people shot, 8 of them fatally.
Meanwhile, Governor Abbott is shooting down claims that Texas National Guard troops are preparing to head to Chicago. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker suggests Texas was staging soldiers, but Abbott's office calls that false. A spokesperson says there are no plans to send the Guard anywhere outside of Texas.
The Pacific Northwest dealing with triple-digit temps in many parts of the region. Some parts of the country are well below average, though.
It's across the northern plains. You're getting it across the Great Lakes as well. Temperatures well below normal in Minneapolis. Sioux Falls will remain in the 60s today, if you can believe that. And then tomorrow morning, we're talking about overnight lows in the 40s, lower 40s. Man, that's a pretty heavy jacket to get the kids to school early in the morning.
It's Rob Marciano.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.